It's the start of wildland fire season in Alaska, and firefighters are testing their proficiency at operating equipment, as well as their mental and physical fortitude. At the same time, fire officials are watching out for the hot, dry, and windy weather that elevates fire danger. They say it's difficult to know what to expect this fire season. But as Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports, the firefighters are doing everything they can to be ready.
The Pioneer Peak Hotshots and Gannett Glacier Fire Crew are among the best trained in the state, but even they have mandatory training every year. A line of about a dozen firefighters in yellow shirts and hard hats is following their chainsaw-wielding teammates up a hill, cutting a swath through the forest alongside an imaginary fire. Pioneer Peak Crew Superintendent Chris Baumgartner explains.
So right off the edge of it, right in front of it, we're going to remove those fuels and with the chainsaws and then dig a trail up, and the fire burns to the edge of the fire line, that dirt, and dirt doesn't burn. And ideally, that holds your fire.
This is the kind of boots-on-the-ground work it takes to contain potentially massive fires. The goal is to protect people and homes, but it can be dangerous. Baumgartner says that's where the training comes in.
Yeah, in these field days, they don't know what's coming. And so I'm trying to test them, you know, and make sure everything that we've taught them in the last 2 weeks, you know, is setting in. And so if we do end up making any mistakes, we hope that it's on days like today, field days, simulation days, and not, you know, in another week when we become available for fires.
The Gannett Glacier crew is nearby, marching through a grassy field. They have their own imaginary fire to fight. In the real world, there would be a more obvious towering column of smoke, but here it's just marked with pink flagging. They stand in a circle and get a quick briefing. Some take the opportunity to take a swig of water from their canteens. Then the men and one woman form a single file line, checking to make sure they're all moving together.
Moving.
There's other call and response communication between the crew members, as well as a slew of acronyms for remembering safety procedures. Then there are the sayings, which are repeated like mantras.
So we say slow is smooth, smooth is fast.
This is Brian Quimby, the Gannett Glacier crew superintendent.
When we're on fires, there's sometimes a tendency, especially when, you know, communities are threatened or things like that, for these guys to go really hard. But the problem that we're worried about is there's a lot of heat-related injuries, heat stroke, heat illness, and we don't want people ever to get to that point because ultimately, you know, no house, no tree is worth one of these guys' lives.
There's the methodology and tactical training. Then there's physical ability and equipment training for some other wildland firefighters. In one test, they have to steer a truck through a timed course without hitting too many of the orange cones, maybe one or two. It's carrying thousands of pounds of water, and by the way, half of the course has to be done in reverse. Each firefighter also has to prove they can hike several miles loaded down with a weighted backpack. The pack test left firefighter Wedge Warford out of breath, but he was pleased with his performance and says it's all about keeping a steady pace.
A good day for a walk. Not too hot. More of a psychological tough. You know, you can really psych yourself out.
Forestry officials say it's too early to know much about what to expect later this fire season. They say the fact that most of Alaska had above average snowfall this past winter is generally a good thing, because it keeps grass and other fuels on the ground moist for longer into the summer. But Fire Management Officer Norm McDonald says he and his colleagues are on alert for hot, dry, and windy weather. Fire danger can change quickly, and McDonald says forecasting more than a couple weeks out is pretty difficult.
We're getting better at it. I think right now they're predicting what they call a normal or average summer. You know, that could be a million acres, and if the million acres are in a populated area, that, you know, could be devastating.
This time of year, McDonald says he's concerned about dry grass and human-caused fires. Forestry officials also say they hope more people take the time to do work around their homes to create what's called defensible space, in case a wildfire encroaches. And as always, they want to remind Alaskans to get burn permits from their local fire departments before burning brush or other debris. Still, it's inevitable that human or lightning-caused fires will occur. So for now, McDonald and the firefighters continue to, as they say, hope for the best and prepare for the worst. In Palmer, I'm Casey Grove.